This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the third time in U.S. history, the U.S. Senate has decided it will not remove an impeached president from office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
On both articles of impeachment, the vote tallies were nowhere near the Constitution's mandate of two-thirds senators needed to convict.
He is hereby acquitted of the charges in said articles.
Chief Justice John Roberts closing the trial and ending an extraordinary 5 months that saw the Democrat-led House impeach the president before the Senate's GOP majority cleared him. Some Republicans, like Lindsey Graham, say it shouldn't have gotten this far.
This is an injustice to President Trump as a person.
For number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin, it's more GOP cover for a president who seems to enjoy blind loyalty.
There is nothing this president can do or say that rises to the level of blush-worthy, let alone impeachable.
Mitt Romney was the only Republican voting for either of the articles. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And reaction was swift, with President Trump's political campaign tweeting videos, statements, and a cartoon dance celebrating that he was vindicated. At a Women for Trump rally, Vice President Mike Pence said that Democrats had failed in their attempts to overturn the president's election.
Senate Republicans came forward. The president's been acquitted. They've had their say. Come November, we're going to have our say when we re-elect President Donald Trump for four more years in the White House.
And Mr. Trump himself tweeted that he would speak from the White House on Thursday about what he called the country's victory on the impeachment hoax, something he has been calling the impeachment proceedings since they began. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden admits that the Iowa caucuses were a gut punch for him and the Democratic Party. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the small number of cases.
The World Health Organization appealing for $675 million to prevent the global spread of deadly coronavirus.
Wider global crisis.
Our message to the international community is invest today or pay more later.
Tedros says he understands that people are worried about the evolution of this unknown disease, but he notes this is not a time for fear and panic. He says it is a time for evidence-based action to end this outbreak while there is still time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
One of the last survivors of Hollywood's golden age, movie legend Kirk Douglas, has died, AP correspondent Mike Russia.
He was simply an American original.
I'm not afraid of emotion. When I paint the sun, I want to make people feel it revolving, giving off light and heat.
Kirk Douglas, the intense actor with the chiseled, dimpled chin, has died, according to his family. He was 103. Douglas brought his dynamic, powerful presence to the big screen in more than 80 films, including Spartacus and The Champion.
People cheering for me. Death, didn't you hear him?
Nominated for an Academy Award but never winning three times, Douglas received an honorary Oscar in 1996. I'm Mike Rossia.
Former Vice President Joe Biden admitting the Iowa caucuses were a gut punch.
After his lackluster showing in Iowa, former Vice President Joe Biden says he's in the race for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination for the long haul.
I'm going to fight for it here in New Hampshire and in Nevada and then in South Carolina and beyond.
Some establishment Democrats admit they're worried about Biden ahead of Tuesday's New Hampshire balloting. And now he faces problems in his firewall state, South Carolina. A number of black legislators there demanding Biden disavow comments made by longtime supporter State Senator Dick Harpootlian, which they say insinuated the legislative black caucus chairman Jerry Govan had been bought by Biden rival Tom Steyer, who hired the lawmaker as a senior advisor. Harpootlian says Govan had previously backed Biden until, quote, Mr. Moneybag showed up. I'm Tim McGuire.
British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said he hopes a free trade deal with Australia would be one of the first agreements secured now that Britain has left the European Union. Britain formally left the EU January 31st, entering a transition period which will allow it to negotiate its future relationship with Brussels and begin talks with other major economies such as the United States and Japan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.